From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting NATO warships are on the hunt for people smugglers. NATO's European commander Thursday ordered three warships to move immediately to the Aegean Sea to help end the deadly smuggling of migrants between Turkey and Greece. Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO Secretary General, said the warships, now under German command, will conduct reconnaissance and surveillance to help end Europe's gravest migrant crisis since World War II. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, after his meeting with NATO, explained what the target of the mission is to be.
There's now a criminal syndicate which is exploiting these poor people. And so this is an organized smuggling operation, and targeting that is, I think, the way that the greatest effect can be had in the humanitarian dimension, and I think that's the principal intent of this.
Earlier this week, the International Organization for Migration said 409 people had died so far this year trying to cross the sea to Europe, and that nearly 10 times as many migrants crossed in the first week of 2016 as in the same period last year. Most come from Turkey to Greece, then try to head north through Europe to more prosperous countries like Germany and Sweden. According to NATO's website, the flotilla is composed of a German Navy flagship called the Bonn, the other two vessels, the Barbaros from Turkey and the Fredericton from Canada. This is VOA News. Russia is proposing a ceasefire in Syria as foreign ministers gather in Munich to seek an end to a bloody civil war that has devastated the Arab country. The proposal offered by Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov calls for the ceasefire to take effect March 1st. The United States has countered with a demand for an immediate ceasefire and greater humanitarian access to besieged Syrian cities. Mark Toner is a spokesman for the U.S. State Department.
We want to get those talks back up and running. At the same time, you know, when the ISSG met last November, it was agreed that we needed a ceasefire put in place as soon as possible. That was part and parcel of UN Security Council Resolution 2254. So we need to pursue that. And given the facts on the ground, the increase in fighting over the past several days and the alarming number of refugees headed towards the border with Turkey and displaced people internally, it's just an added sense of urgency to get that ceasefire in place.
Meanwhile, the UN human rights chief has described the worsening situation around Aleppo, Syria's largest city, as grotesque, and he's warning that up to 300,000 people are at risk of being besieged. The High Commissioner for Human Rights, Ziad Raed Al-Hussein, said in a statement Thursday that about 51,000 civilians have been displaced since the Syrian government's latest offensive on Aleppo, Syria's largest city, began last week. North Korea is calling South Korea's decision to suspend operations at a jointly run industrial complex as a declaration of war. The North's Committee for what is called the Peaceful Reunification of Korea issued the warning in a statement Thursday, its first response to Seoul's decision Wednesday to shut down operations at the Kaesong Industrial Park, located 10 kilometers across the border. South Korean workers began hauling equipment out of Kaesong early Thursday, well before the statement from Pyongyang. The North ordered all South Korean nationals to leave the complex, said it was seizing all materials left behind, and declared it a military zone. One day after America's top intelligence official warned of North Korea's nuclear, ballistic, and cyber capabilities, the U.S. Senate passed expansive sanctions targeting Pyongyang and its foreign suppliers and collaborators.
The bill targets North Korea's trade in minerals and other activities that generate hard currency for the regime and penalizes Chinese and other entities that work with Pyongyang, according to Democrat Ben Cardin.
We want to prevent commercial interests anywhere in the world from trying to help North Korea get the type of weapons and equipment and resources it needs in order to further its illegal weapon program.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.